Del Bigtree and the High Wire show that he hosts with over 250,000 subscribers was deplatformed by YouTube. If you Google search High Wire YouTube, you will land on their former page and it will say this account has been terminated for violation of terms of service. That's a lie, straight up right there. Number two, no one has written anything. There's nothing to find out about this other than apparently, I guess the High Wire will go on today via DLive or BitChute or Pride Book Live. Del Bigtree made a very funny video yesterday that you can watch about. Oh, this is going to be an awesome episode of the High Wire today, and it's going to be totally Facebook approved. Today, we have kittens being kittens. We have kittens with yarn. It's very funny. He's just making fun of this whole cancel culture deplatforming nonsense here. But you got to think about this. What did Mr. Bigtree ever do other than pose a threat to the corona vaxxers? This is all over the corona vaccine. Because Dell is out there breaking the news, talking to scientists, talking to doctors, talking to people who are actually using science. And and the fact that there is no possible way that there could be a vaccine for the corona hoax because the corona hoax has not been identified as a single, solitary, isolated viral particle. So you can't possibly vaccinate anyone against it. Could you vaccinate against a range of stuff in RNA? Maybe, but the greater you increase the range, the greater you increase the range, as I understand it, of the RNA sequence. I mean, how many of you watched the Resident Evil movie series? Or maybe you read the graphic novel or the comic book before it became a movie series with Mila Jovovich. Do you remember what it was that they were trying to do in Raccoon City? What were they trying to do? Cure cancer. How were they trying to cure it? By altering the DNA of T cells. What happened? Well, see the Will Smith movie, I Am Legend. That doctor was doing a similar thing. What's one of the methods that we're hearing that Gates and his mad scientists are working on to get this vaccine to market? They've been working on a generic coronavirus vaccine since 2002. It's one of the ways that they're trying to bring this about, manipulating the DNA of T cells. And yet they want to make it mandatory for 7.5 billion people to have to take this god-awful thing. There's going to be a war. It's coming very soon. When military guys start showing up with kits that have got vials of some hideous concoction in it and have these these guns that they can put them in. Remember when we were little children's when they did the vaccinations in school? And when you did the vaccinations in school, at first, as old as I am, you get the needle in the arm, but then they went to the gun where they just line you up like cattle and zap you. And until the vial ran out, they could just keep zapping kids after they swab your arm up. Just imagine this in a tent city somewhere in a major city in America, citizens forcibly lined up in rows and columns of hundreds, forcibly lined up, awaiting to be marched into these tents where military guys are administering the T-virus corona vaccine that Gates and his mad scientists, Malthusian wacko human haters, and demonically inspired wackos have cooked up. What could possibly go wrong? So that's what's going on. Here's a tweet if you're not in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. YouBoob has removed Highwire Talk's entire channel without warning. Our show will still go live tomorrow at our regularly scheduled time. It's 11 Pacific time at the link below. And that is on the highwire.com, the highwire.com website. What is happening here with these deplatformings? Folks, these are outrages. These are scandals. And yet we have a federal government that, I can't say that because yesterday while you were sleeping, the Commerce Department, in pursuant to this, the Commerce Department actually began the process. This story is at the Federalist.com. The Commerce Department actually began the process of implementing Trump's executive order on this. That the, let me see if I can find a story real quick. That they, here it is. Commerce Department moves towards curtailing online giant Section 230 carve-out. The Commerce Department filed a petition Monday to begin implementing President Donald Trump's executive order targeting online censorship by curbing liability protections granted to big tech companies under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. In May, Trump signed an executive order on preventing online censorship, right? That directs the Federal Communications Commission to clarify when internet companies can use Section 230 lawsuit shield. So in other words, they can't claim immunity like the phone company can anymore. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Roth said in a statement, quote, "Many Americans rely on online platforms to stay informed and connected, sharing their thoughts and ideas on issues important to them, which can oftentimes lead to free and open debate around public policies in upcoming elections. It has long been the policy of the United States to foster a robust marketplace of ideas on the internet and the free flow of information around the world. President Trump's commitment to protecting the rights of all Americans to express their views and not face unjustified restrictions or selective censorship from a handful of powerful companies." The petition filed by the Commerce Department further requests that the FCC outline the conditions for liability protections provided to social media platforms. Now, if they're going to act like public utilities, then they have to actually act like public utilities, and they can't censor anyone. And we've been over this exercise before. If I call it in, I call the phone company, I call Bell South, say, "Hey, I need a new phone line installed. I'm moving into this house." And they'll say, "What's the address, sir?" "Oh, we see we have service there. Yes, we'll have a, that'll be a $50 deposit. Here's your plans for the line. Do you want long distance? Ba-ba-ba-ba. We'll have a technician out there next Tuesday. No one needs to be home. Thank you very much. You'll get a first bill in the mail to include installation. But thank you very much. Bye-bye." After that, you don't hear from the phone company as long as you pay the bill. They don't sit there and monitor your conversation. Go like, "We did. Hey, we sent a notice out. We've discontinued phone service because we didn't like a conversation you had with that David Simpson character. It violated our terms of service." Now, you can see here, I hope I'm making this as easy for everyone to understand, that immunity granted by the phone company, and they have been granted immunity that they cannot be sued if one of you calls someone else and uses their phone, that they cannot be held liable for what you two conspire. So that's the immunity clause. Does everyone understand that?